All right, folks, welcome back to How to Be Stoic, your daily dose of wisdom with a side of real talk. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, here to help you navigate this crazy roller coaster called life with a little more grace, strength, and maybe even a chuckle or two along the way. Now, I know what you're thinking, Stoicism. Sounds like some ancient philosophy for grumpy old philosophers who spent all day debating in dusty libraries. But trust me, it's so much more than that. It's about finding power and peace in the midst of chaos, and learning to live a life of intention and purpose. And guess what? That's something we can all use a little more of these days, right? So today, we're diving into one of the most powerful Stoic practices. Cultivating gratitude and appreciation. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing the next thing, the next achievement, the next dopamine hit? We get caught up in this hamster wheel of wanting more, that we often forget to appreciate what we already have. But let me tell you, a life filled with gratitude is a life filled with joy, contentment, and resilience. It's like hitting the reset button on your perspective. So here are 5 key takeaways to help you start cultivating the gratitude muscle. First off, practice mindful awareness. Really tune into the present moment. Notice the warmth of the sun on your skin, the smell of fresh coffee brewing, the laughter of a loved one. These little things often get overlooked, but they're the building blocks of happiness. You know that feeling when you take a deep breath and just savor it? That's mindfulness in action, and it's a game changer. Secondly, keep a gratitude journal. It sounds simple, but trust me, this little ritual can be incredibly powerful. Every day, write down 3 things you're grateful for, big or small. Maybe it's a delicious meal, a supportive friend, or even just a sunny morning. Seeing these reminders in black and white helps to shift your focus and train your brain to appreciate the good stuff. Thirdly, express your gratitude to others. A simple thank you can go a long way. It shows that you acknowledge and value their presence in your life. Think about the people who have made a positive impact on you, your family, friends, mentors, even strangers who have been kind. Take the time to let them know how much you appreciate them. Number 4, practice gratitude for challenges. This might sound counterintuitive, but hear me out. Obstacles and setbacks are inevitable in life. But instead of dwelling on the negative, try to find a lesson or growth opportunity within them. Maybe a difficult situation taught you resilience, patience, or even just a new perspective. And lastly, remember that gratitude is a practice, not a destination. There will be days when it feels harder to tap into that grateful heart. That's okay. Just keep coming back to it, day after day. The more you cultivate it, the more natural it becomes. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're walking through your neighborhood on a crisp autumn morning. The leaves are ablaze with color, the air is filled with the scent of pine needles and damp earth, and the sun is shining warmly on your face. As you take a deep breath, you feel a sense of peace and contentment wash over you. You notice the intricate patterns on a fallen leaf, the playful antics of a squirrel scampering up a tree, and the friendly smile of a passerby. In that moment, you're fully present, appreciating the simple beauty around you. That's the power of gratitude. It allows us to find joy in the ordinary and savor life's little miracles. So remember, folks, cultivate that gratitude muscle. Write down those things you appreciate, express your thanks, and find the good even in the tough times. It's a powerful practice that can truly transform your life. Ready to take action? Share this episode with someone who could use a dose of gratitude, leave a review if you enjoyed it, or join me on social media for more daily Stoic wisdom. And don't forget, stay strong, stay wise, and keep that gratitude flowing. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.